Recording live from the Northeast Georgia Business Radio X studio. This is Northeast Georgia Business Radio presented by Regions Bank. Embrace the FN life. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Welcome back, folks, to another exciting edition of Northeast Georgia Business Radio. I'm your host, Tom Sheldon, and yeah, we're coming to you live from the beautiful Empower College and Career Center of Jackson County. I have with me a good guy. We finally got him in studio. He's a busy man. He's got a lot of stuff going on. I have with me today, Brian Dempsey of Bright Tribe. Brian, welcome to the Northeast studio.
Tom, it is so good to be here. Thank you.
It is good to get you in here. How are you, man?
You know, everybody you talk to says they're busy.
Yes.
But truly, before this last Thanksgiving, we have been busier as an agency than we have been in 15 years.
Congratulations.
Yeah, it's been fantastic.
You're knocking it out, man. You got to be proud.
I am. We've just got lots of new partners and lots of new services, and it's just keeping us busy.
Now, Bright Tribe, that is the business name.
Bright Tribe Smart Marketing.
That's your tagline. That's the tagline. That is cool. But what in the world is it, man? It must be marketing something.
Yeah, absolutely. So I've been in the digital marketing space now for, goodness, 28 years.
Wow, almost 30 years.
Yeah, I built my first website about 3 years after Al Gore invented the internet.
Yes, thank you, Al.
My first website was $250. Probably made, you know, 12 cents an hour on that first site. But we've done it a long, long time. My first agency was actually in Gainesville and was Red Clay Interactive, partnered with some local fellows, and we grew that. I've had Bright Tribe now for almost 18 years. And the whole concept, you know, behind Bright Tribe was just a collaboration of really talented people. So that's what's going on.
Building off what you had to begin with, but 28 years ago, almost 30 years ago, the internet, wow, websites, that was a gimmick.
Oh, it was crazy. In fact,
what did you see? What something struck you and said, hey, I'm going to jump on this? I had to.
I'll tell you the truth. I was with a couple of buddies of mine who were building websites. I had recently upgraded my 486 computer, right?
I had one of those.
Yeah. This was about a year and a half before FrontPage 97 came out that you could buy at Walmart for $179. Mm-hmm. They were building websites, and I thought, you know, these guys are doing this. They're playing around. That's kind of the new thing. And so I did. I went and bought my first computer and just started playing around with HTML. I can remember going to Walmart and dropping my $180 on FrontPage.
That hurt too, probably.
It did.
It did.
And I was a web designer. So
how about that? It just bit you. It grabbed you.
It did.
And it pulled you in.
You know, when I was in high school, I wanted to be a graphic designer.
Okay, I was going to ask you what a young Brian wanted to do.
Really early on, I had taken private art lessons. I was always in art.
And, oh, wow.
And that type of thing. It was natural. For me, it was just an extension, right?
That seems natural.
Yeah, I was doing creative things online.
Building stuff, putting it together.
Yeah, my first paying client was that little one. I can remember a buddy bought me a book because I'm just a huge reader. He bought me a book. I called the company to ask if they had a catalog, right? This is a long time ago.
You actually physically called them.
I called them on the phone.
How about that?
I asked if they had a physical catalog that they could send me. He said no, and I said, well, do you have a website? And his response was, yeah, I've got one, but it's not great. And I'm like, well, I can help you with that.
Yeah.
That turned into $35 an hour, half cash and half merchandise. And so
smart man.
So that's what I did with my first, you know, like real foray into trying to be a company.
But now today, 28 years later.
Yeah.
You don't just build websites.
Oh, goodness, no.
It's numbing. I was on the website. Very nice website, but then again, I guess it had better be.
Well, thank you.
It's numbing all the things you do.
There are a lot of things we don't do as well. But, you know, in the beginning, when I started Bright Tribe, I came from a background that was big agency, big clients, big budgets. They took a long time. It took a village to put a button on a page.
Right.
That was my mindset. So I invested a significant amount of money out of my own pocket to like have our own content management system built, right? I had a whole team of these computer science, you know, Georgia Tech guys mm-hmm. building this stuff. But today I really focus much more tightly on small businesses. So I've even morphed and evolved over time. And a lot of that had to do with moving to Jackson County, honestly.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
The little town of Jefferson.
Well, before we moved at the end of 2019, I did not have hardly any clients locally. I had clients from London to Japan to Seattle.
Global.
But I had no clients within 30 miles, hardly.
Wow.
When we moved, I moved in on a Saturday. I joined the local chamber Tuesday. I did not know a single person in Jackson County. Nobody. I joined the chamber Tuesday, and then they lied and said that guys were coming to the women in business meeting.
And so, well, they do, just not very often.
Well, let me tell you, I showed up that next day, and the only other guy there was serving green beans.
Nice.
So I think I might have led the way in some guys coming to the women in business.
You're the trendsetter. You're always a trendsetter.
When I moved, though, I made the decision that I wanted to do business in the community where I lived.
Local business.
And that was a real switch for me.
It had to be.
Yeah. I turned my entire agency on its head. The services, the scope of services, our pricing, everything to make essentially big agency experience accessible and affordable for smaller businesses.
Now, what exactly, and this is so open-ended and not a fair question, what are you doing for small businesses?
Yeah, sure.
Because they are small businesses.
We really talk about our business in a couple of different areas. One is messaging. How do you talk about yourself in a way that differentiates? It's not a me too kind of business. So we focus on crafting a compelling message that connects with people emotionally and differentiates you from the competition.
From other businesses.
Yeah. Okay, and okay. That's really very much a flagship thing that we offer. It's called our brand clarity blueprint. We help people understand their ideal client inside and out and how to communicate to them in a way that moves the needle. So we start with that. And then it's about developing an online identity where people don't hit the back button. Right? So many times we land on a website and we go, and we bang that back button and we go look at the next guy.
Yeah, yeah.
We want to build a site so that when somebody lands on it, it connects with them emotionally. It pulls them through. They believe, hey, I've hit the mother load here. They're not banging that back button to keep looking at competition. So that's, messaging, identity, helping increase their visibility in search engines, building their reputation with reviews and social media engagement, all that kind of stuff.
Now, is it important to constantly update, not maybe constantly, but often update, somewhat change maybe the look of the website a little bit? Is that important?
Yeah, I mean,
a little revamp from time to time?
What we find now is most often people have sites that just aren't built to be mobile first, right?
That's probably a mistake. Is that a mistake?
Sure, absolutely. For most businesses, for most people who have a site, the majority of folks are going to look at it, they're going to look at it on their phone.
Yeah, I do, yeah.
A lot of design is not designed to be mobile first, right? Instead, they simply build a site and then they're like, oh yeah, it just kind of scales or it fits on your phone. But we really spend a lot of time to make sure the experience is intuitive and compelling on any device.
It's hard to believe that someone wouldn't be doing that already.
A lot of times people have a site. They think to themselves, well, it's good enough. It's up. I have a website for my business.
Yeah.
It works. Maybe I get a lead. Most people don't realize there are 8 billion searches on Google per day.
Each day.
Every single day, there are 8 billion searches. The overwhelming majority of web pages on the internet are never even seen by a human.
Right.
They're never seen by a single human. Yeah. And so just having it out there, it's just hanging out like an online business card.
No one knows it's there.
That's right. They don't know it's there. And because it's not compelling, they might hit the back or the home page. But then their bounce rate, right? Somebody hitting it and going, and hitting back.
It just doesn't
work for them.
Kind of sounds like having a podcast series and no one knows it's there. No, I'm kidding. Not a problem that I have, thank goodness, but a lot of effort goes into that. So you're building websites. SEO, what is that? Oh, I hear that all the time, SEO.
Yeah, so SEO is about not just increasing your visibility in search results, right?
In the Googles, the Bings.
Yeah. So if I search for a roofer in Jefferson, Georgia, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who's going to show up? But my goodness, that world has changed so much. It's unbelievable.
So what worked 10 years ago doesn't work now?
What worked a year ago doesn't necessarily work now.
Wow.
Yeah.
What do you attribute that to?
There are several things. If you go back and you think back about what maybe that Google search result page used to look like.
True.
You used to have yellow boxes around paid ads.
Right.
And underneath that, you had a bunch of blue links. That was your organic listings,
right? The organic, right?
Well, the search result page has radically changed so that today you have not only paid, but then you have the little snippets, right? The little toggles that you can click and it answers questions.
Yeah, like a question to your question kind of thing, yeah.
And then you may have what's called the Google 3-pack. So if you're searching for a local business, a local service provider, you have the little map and then you've got that. And depending on what you search, you may have shopping results. And right. So the actual search result page itself, Google has taken more and more of that real estate and they've pushed the organic listings way down. So even if you rank well, you can be one or two entire pages that you have to scroll before you even get to those results. So when we talk about increasing visibility, it's how do we get into those spots that are above the organic that aren't necessarily paying? Right?
Is that possible?
It is.
Is it really?
How do we get into those little snippets, right? It's about how do we create that content so that Google looks at it and says, for you, for example, how do I start a local podcast? You know, how do I start a business podcast? Well, you may have a blog post on your website for how to create a business podcast. And in it, you may answer really specific questions and you keep them short and concise, et cetera, up toward the top of the page. Well, when Google indexes that page and somebody does a related search, they can pull in your answer, just that one little snippet right into that page. So there are ways that you get up there, but it takes a lot of work. And
sounds like it.
Yeah, sometimes a lot of money.
It was fun till you said that.
I will tell you that more often than not, people can spend more money to do SEO right than they do on their website.
Really?
Makes sense. It's a bigger investment because you're doing it over time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And ultimately, you pay for time, I guess, technically. But now you're writing content as well. You manage social media. Do you manage social media?
We do, in fact. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
I wasn't sure about that. I was afraid to ask the question.
Yeah, no, absolutely. But the first thing you asked, though, was content.
Content, right? Yes.
And at the end of the day, you've often heard that phrase, content is king.
I say it all the time.
Well, in the digital marketing space, that's just not true.
Really?
Right? Years ago, maybe 5 or 6 years ago, there was, quote, content marketing. Everybody in the world was talking about content marketing.
That was the catchphrase.
And what that meant was everybody began publishing content on their website, and it was like this volume game. They could get people overseas to just create low quality, useless crapperware type of
just
content,
putting stuff out,
just spamming the daylights out of search engines.
No, I'm with you on that. Yeah.
Well, Google goes, dude, this isn't good, right? You're just you're filling the internet with garbage. They came out with what they called their EAT criteria, EEAT. Experience, it's dealing with your experience, authority, trust, etc. And now it's not about content is king, it's quality content.
Right.
It's unique content. If you're simply regurgitating using ChatGPT what other people are doing and saying, Google's looking at that and going, you're not really doing...
They're passing that by.
That's right.
Yeah. I would say rightfully so.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
If you're just writing a different version of the same thing.
Yeah, yeah, 100%. I mean,
enough already.
That's right.
All right, Brian, we're going to take a real, real quick break. We're going to get in a quick community partner. Without our community partners, we would be in a lot of trouble around here. One of our great community partners is Moontrip Productions. They are a full-service Georgia-based videography company offering wedding videos, live event coverage, and commercial independent video and photo production. Molly and her team are ready for anything you may throw at them. Need content for social media? They're there to help. Need that perfect wedding video? They're on that too. Video content for that next trade show? Yep, Moontrip Productions. Visit moontrip.space to take your content to the moon. And while you're at it, visit our website, negabrx.com, to see all our great community partners. Brian, you still there?
I'm here.
You didn't run off on me.
I didn't.
Hey, big shout out to Moontrip Productions. Molly and her team, they're awesome. They're awesome. We got to get them in here setting up cameras to take videos of us when we do these podcasts.
I think that would be fantastic.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
We got to talk her into it. Where were we, man? We were talking about SEO and
content, websites.
Don't flood the internet with content, quote unquote, useless.
That's right.
What did you say? Crappatory? What did you say? That was pretty good.
Crapperware content.
Crapperware?
Yeah.
I'm so stealing
it's
that.
It's a technical term.
Is that technical?
Yeah, it is.
So people look at me and never mind. Something you did mention, though, Chat GPT.
That's the craze, isn't it?
Did I say that right?
You did.
See, I want to say Chat GTP. I'm a big racing guy, right? Everyone knows that. And GTP, Grand Touring Prototype.
Ah.
That's what comes out of my mouth, even though I know it's GPT. Quandaries of a podcast host. Are you using AI? I bet you are.
Oh, goodness. We utilize AI every single day, all day long.
Do you really?
Oh, yeah, for so many things. In fact, since they made ChatGPT public, I mean, I was on the waiting list, just chomping at the bits for that.
Yeah. Nice. You're doing the countdown.
We were. Every time there's a new iteration or a new tool, right, you're checking it all the time. Hey, when are they going to release that? We utilize it both internally for our clients. We create, for example, virtual marketing assistants for every single one of our clients.
Really?
So what that means is behind the scenes, I'm able to take everything I know about a client, all their content, their services, their competitors, their testimonials, their everything. I can take all of that and load it into kind of like a knowledge base so that if I need to write an email for them or a social media post or a blog post or anything, it knows everything about them, their tone, their style, their services, what's important, their value proposition.
Wow.
Yeah.
Scary.
It is, but it is very, very cool. A lot of people, I think, are using it now, right? Most people have heard about it. Everybody in the world.
Everybody's heard about ChatGPT.
Yeah. And you'll find people who'll say, oh, I used it to write my email, or I used it to help me with my resume, right? Or I used it for whatever. But a lot of people don't understand the real power and how AI is going to change the way we view and interact with the world.
I believe that. And I'm one of those. I have no idea. I know it's going to happen. Will I know it when it happens?
You know,
I'm serious.
So within, you know, I'm not a prophet or the son of a prophet, so I can't tell you how many
years.
You
can be in here, man.
Yeah, but.
Safe space here.
Well, if it was just you and I, but I will tell you
this. A few thousand listeners.
That's right.
No big deal.
But AI will become ubiquitous. So that it is integrated into every single aspect of our lives. Imagine being able to be in your home and open the refrigerator, or just simply ask AI, hey, what do I have in the pantry and the fridge that I can make tonight using chicken? And it know every single thing that's in your pantry and in your refrigerator.
Impossible recipes.
Right. Or whatever, right? I mean, the way we're going to leverage it. I was reading something just a couple of weeks ago, and they were saying that because of AI, you will be able to have multi-hundred million or billion-dollar companies built by single individuals.
Wow.
Because of being able to leverage AI.
Creating knowledge, using knowledge.
Utilizing knowledge. So again, there's kind of a front end to ChatGPT or AI.
Yeah.
And then there's the back end. And the back end is how it taps into other tools or other services or knowledge or automating processes. And so for us, we do a lot with automation. And maybe a client, for example, might need a law firm, for example, and they've got four paralegals. Well, imagine if you can utilize AI and take every single bit of knowledge, every document that they ever have to create, every single thing, and drop that into a knowledge base. I've got a buddy building this company right now, and it effectively do the work of two of your assistants, and it's always up to date with across the nation with the very latest laws, the very latest requirements, documents, everything. And it just is able to do it for you. It's remarkable.
It's probably doing it in seconds and minutes, not days.
It's crazy. But in a lot of people, you know, we were talking about content earlier.
Yeah.
And content marketing. So 6-8 years ago, it was about creating crapperware content. Now with AI, that's happening again.
I can see that.
Yeah. People are simply going to ChatGPT and it's simply regurgitating just low quality.
The same stuff.
Yeah. It's just spitting it out. And so we're cyclically seeing that thing again, and people are going to find out that's not going to be effective. Right? You have to have that human element and that polish in order to make what AI produces from a content standpoint work online.
I've heard it be referred to as molding clay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
To get it to, I guess, sound like you. I don't know what I'm talking about. I don't use it.
Well, so it's funny. A study was done where they evaluated AI-generated content. Mm-hmm. And 60% of professional linguists were not able to tell the difference between AI-generated content and human-generated content.
Wow.
But there are little telltale signs, like ChatGPT loves adjectives, it's kind of wordy, and it loves introducing paragraphs with prepositional phrases.
Uh-huh.
And so it's, in this digital age, comma. The second I read something that introduces it with that, I'm like, dude, you wrote that with ChatGPT.
I'm going to stop using commas altogether.
Yeah.
I do that. Honestly, I do.
Well,
That's horrible.
Well, the thing is,
maybe it's cloning me.
Maybe there's an algorithm that says this is the Tom algorithm.
The Tom Sheldon algorithm.
Yeah, that told it to introduce every
If there
paragraph.
Is, I want to get paid for it. What do you think that's worth, Brian?
I think, it's
we
it's
need
annoying.
A yacht,
it's,
man.
It's annoying to me. I have to take it out every time.
It wouldn't be the first time someone said something with me was annoying.
That's right.
So it probably is mine, actually. Are there any worries? Do you think there's going to be I know there's a base for fraud in seemingly everything we do, right? Someone finds a way to not play nice. Do we worry about that with AI?
So, this, when it comes to AI, absolutely every single thing can be abused.
Exactly.
And in fact, so much of the advancements in things like video, AI-generated video. Now, this is horrible. So many technological advances come out of the porn industry.
Really?
Because you're talking about a multi-trillion dollar industry, so they are constantly pouring money into new technology and how to make it more realistic, how to make it more whatever. Literally, when you begin studying AI and video and all this kind of stuff, so much of it comes from there.
How about that?
It's crazy.
We'll say the adult industry.
Yeah, it really is.
Wow.
So when we say, are there dangers? Well, yeah, there are dangers. You remember recently watching a news show where somebody, a girl in a school, some guy took her likeness and created images, but it wasn't really her.
Oh, wow.
And he did it, utilizing AI. Well, is that going to be illegal? Right? If it's not a real person. So there are real issues like that are concerns.
I can see it being huge.
Oh, it's.
I've seen Donald Trump and Joe Biden feeding each other ice cream in the park.
Oh, yeah.
You've seen that video.
Oh, crazy.
And that is 99.999% real, or yeah. Looks that way.
Yeah.
They're best buddies.
Yeah. It will be very difficult for the general public to know if what they're seeing or even hearing. Right,
yeah.
Is real. There are certainly going to be dangers, but you're not going to be able to stop the use of AI.
No, you can't.
But to bring it back down to marketing, to bring it back down to just small businesses.
Right, sorry. We got a rabbit hole, sorry.
But no, seriously, for small businesses, though, being able to work on marketing communication or emails or summarizing meetings and every Zoom call I'm on with a new client, I'm able to just take the transcript, drop it into GPT. I have a sample of what I want it to look like, and it takes everything and says, here's a summary of what we discussed, here are the action items, here are the next steps, and it just does it. It just does it automatically in 15 seconds.
Right.
So it's things like that save me time and ultimately help me make more money.
Time is money, my friend.
Absolutely.
Enough about business. Hey, the last thing I'm going to say on that is don't get upset with me when the Terminators show up. I'm just saying.
That's right.
Just saying. Skynet's out there. It really is. I want to know a little bit, before we get out of here, I want to know a little bit about the man, Brian Dempsey. You now have grandbabies, I hear.
I just turned 53 a couple months ago. And in the last 3 years, so I've got four kids, a daughter, and then three sons. They are 28, 26, 25, and 24.
They were all teenagers at the same time.
Well, Tom, there was a time.
Wow.
There was a time where we had two car seats, a booster seat, a double stroller, a single stroller, and two diaper bags. And we used to buy diapers from the manufacturer.
You went to the plant.
Yeah, we literally went to the plant off PIB and bought them in cases of 150.
I believe right. that.
Yeah.
Wow.
But I wouldn't have it any other way.
Oh, no, gosh, no.
Yeah, because they're amazing. But in the last 3 years, we've had, my daughter is in the process. She's been a foster mom for a couple years. She's in the process of adopting a little boy. It'll be finalized. He's 10 in
awesome.
just the next couple of months.
Bless her for that.
I've had all three of my sons married. In fact, one son, he met his wife in January. They got engaged in like March or April and married in June. And then the other met in at the end of January, February, was engaged a couple months later and married in July. And both of them have grandsons now. And then my middle son just got married not even a year ago, and they're expecting. So our family has exploded in the last few years.
Overnight.
Yeah, just it's crazy.
Congratulations
yeah,
on that.
Thank you.
Awesome, awesome. What else do you like to do, man, other than play with ChatGPT all the time?
I'm a huge reader.
Are you really? You mentioned that.
So about 2 years ago, I sold, like of my physical library, I sold about 2,000 volumes of my physical library.
Oh, wow.
I had about a 3,500 volume library.
Goodness.
Yeah. And I just replaced it all with digital. I have a mini iPad, and so I read a lot.
Apparently you do.
Yeah.
When you're not keeping up with AI, which is ever changing.
It is. But crazy. It's funny. We moved here when I only had one at home. And so we kind of downsized and simplified. And, you know, we thought we were moving to the country. I didn't realize that Jackson County was like the fastest growing county around.
There's some country left if you look in the right places.
I'm on the wrong side of the county for that.
You're on the west side.
I am. I'm right across from Gum Springs Elementary.
Oh, that is a hopping place right now.
Yeah. Thankfully, I work from a home office. You know, I manage a team from Germany, Italy, Greece, Florida, Atlanta. And
you're international.
Yeah. Well, my team is. I'm just stuck in...
Little old Jefferson.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
That's not so little old anymore.
People ask where you're located, and I still fudge and say, I'm just north of Atlanta.
Northeast.
That's
northeast.
Right. That's
northeast.
Right.
Hey, who knows? This place keeps growing over the next 5 to 10 years. You may be wearing that like a badge of honor. I'm in Jefferson, Georgia.
That's right.
You never know.
I love it here. It's amazing.
Isn't it cool?
Yeah.
I've been here a while. Well, brother, if we got it all in, man, we'll wrap this thing up.
I appreciate it. This has been a lot of fun.
Did you enjoy it?
I did.
We got to get you back in here.
I'd love to do that.
I think my count was like 2.
Really?
So the editor thanks you ahead of time for that.
Well, that is unique.
You're not kidding. And he really does exist, folks, I promise. He's not an AI-generated Brian. It's the real Brian. I'm vamping. They're going to play my music. Brian, thank you, sir. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Folks, check Brian out. Brian, real quick, website.
Brighttribe.com.
Brighttribe.com. I forgot that. See, just having too much fun. Hey, I'm Tom Sheldon. We'll talk to you soon.
Life is full of ifs. But if you want to cash flow like a pro and get paid up to 2 days early, safeguard against surprises and supercharge your savings, Regions Life Banking makes it possible.
Regions Bank, embrace the if in life.
Regions Bank, member FDIC.